I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 9:07. Vinny is out today. Everybody is fine, but they did have to go to the hospital last night.
I got a text from Vinny.
Oh, do we have an update?
I said, how you guys doing? He says, she's better, still sick, but not booting. They don't know if she has stomach flu or what. Ran lots of tests. And the baby is okay. That's it.
Well, they got to be as careful as possible. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he was at the hospital. I mean, I think one of the pictures he sent at 2:45 in the morning, I was like, yeah, you just hunker down. Mm-hmm. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So, and actually, it's good practice for us when he goes on paternity leave.
I know. That's coming up, right?
I know, in August. Well, hopefully in August. Hopefully she, you know, goes around her due date. That would be great. So if that's something you've been wondering about, that is why Vinny is not here today. But everybody is fine. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party is back. That's happening July 11th. This is such a... We love this. 4 years in a row now, Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It's beautiful. They treat you like royalty when you're there. They set up this big, beautiful tent, and the food's amazing. Yep. So... if you're over 21 and you're calling number 97 right now, you will win two passes to our secret show and our pool party. Very, very exclusive. Ooh. And we'd love to have you win those. Then you're in the running for the daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So it's a big... I know. It's a big deal. So call now, 800-400-3697. You'll get the two passes. You have to be over 21. The other thing that I want to mention, because we really need people to come to this, July 12th, that's the next day, we're doing our show, our regular morning show from the Fairmont, and that's open to the public. Any age, anybody who wants to swing by, the Fairmont does a beautiful breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super fun, and we'd love to have you out there. So feel free to come by, even if you just grab a cup of coffee and say a quick hello.
Yeah, and that's we'll do six, it live. Our show is going to be 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. that
to 9,
morning.
Right. So if you are headed to work or you live in the area or, you know, you're a teacher and you're off when we're actually doing something. So many times, I feel so bad for teachers. They're always like, I would love to do that, but I'm working.
Right.
So if you're off for the summer or, you know, whatever your deal is, if you can swing by our regular show, we'd love that. That's on July 12th. We'll do it live, Bill.
Okay.
God.
Don't yell at me.
Fine. So there are a bunch of chances for you to get qualified for the Daily Grand Prize today. More tickets at 11, 1, 3, and 5. But if you're calling 97 right now, you got it in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now is when we do our text roundup. Do you guys have a few of those?
I got a few right here. Totally was doing other things here.
Don't forget, tomorrow at about this time, we'll be peeking for the week with a movie review. Johnny Mosley and Hooman will be reviewing.
You know what else we have?
Say
if
it.
I can
Jurassic
pull that,
World.
Fallen Kingdom.
Oh. Let's see.
Pay your parking. Don't forget about
I
that.
Just did. I know. I totally was doing three things at once right now. Oh, crap. I wanted to find an email that Rebecca sent for me yesterday, and you reminded me because you just mentioned our dear friend Johnny Mosley. He'll be in to review
Jurassic
movie.
World Fallen Kingdom.
But I've asked Johnny to come in a little bit earlier because our friend Johnny has been named Grand Marshal of this month's Toyota Save Mart 350 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series event at Sonoma Raceway.
Oh, how exciting.
And that title again?
Yeah, isn't it
It's
long?
A long
Jesus.
One.
Jesus. So the race is going on the 22nd through the 24th. So Johnny's, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him all the details. I don't know if he does the main NASCAR race on Sunday or if he has to go to all the events.
Right. Well, that's exciting, though.
Uh-huh. So we're going to have a pair of...
What a beloved local celebrity he is.
He really is.
Oh, so we're going to have tickets for this.
We're going to have a pair of main... what are they calling them? We're a pair of main grandstand tickets to Sunday's NASCAR race.
Oh, how
to
fun.
Give away. Yeah, those tickets are expensive,
too. Yeah. People, yeah. like, snap those up.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing him.
Me too. Just
He's
love
great.
That, too.
I hope he brings us some Iota sunflower Ooh. Seeds. We need a re-up on those.
We do. Johnny.
Johnny.
All right. Let's see what other texts we have here. Someone 707 says, that sucks. Double parked my work truck on 24th Street between Sanchez and Church to call in to be Uzette's racer. I totally knew the answer.
Oh,
you were right in my hood.
Thanks for trying. Well, try, you know, at 8 o'clock tomorrow and Friday, we'll be figuring out who Hooman's team is and who Bryn's team is.
Yeah.
Who are we doing tomorrow?
We're going to do Hooman. You want a test question?
Yeah, I want a test question. So this is, you get tickets for the secret show and the pool party if you do this, but you actually get to participate in the Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race.
I'm going to do this one just because it's so hard.
Okay.
And
There's
no way that we could do this.
Okay.
Bryn, you see if you can answer as
All
well.
All right.
What was the first film Hooman reviewed on the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on January 14th, 2000?
Before you were born, Bryn. Before you were born.
The first
Before Sean was born.
Hooman reviewed.
The first film Hooman ever reviewed in the year 2000.
If you want a clue, I'll give you a clue.
Give me a clue.
It's based on a book that Sarah was super excited about.
Oh.
Oh, there's so many now, but back then. I would never have pulled this out.
The Notebook.
Is it the Tom Hanks one? What was that?
No, this is...
Can you say who
Yeah, who
started
it?
I can, yeah. She's a pretty famous actress. Hold on.
Yeah. Would you classify it as a...
It's a drama. Hardcore drama.
So not a chick flick.
I mean, it's more chick flicky than it is dude flicky. Mm. It stars Emily Watson. Do you know who that is?
Is that Hermione?
No. She's a British actress.
I do know who Emily Watson is, though. I don't know. I couldn't even... Emily Watson?
408 says, Girl Interrupted?
Oh. No.
No.
She's probably the most famous person in the cast.
I feel like Bryn might be cheating.
Oh, yeah. I'm out. I can't.
Oh.
I already know I can't.
He tapped out.
Okay, tell us. What was the first movie that you reviewed?
Angela's Ashes.
That's so funny.
Why?
So you never would have pulled that out,
I wouldn't have pulled that out, but I totally remember just loving that book so much.
Yeah, and so you were talking about how much you loved it, and I saw you in the hallway, and I couldn't make eye contact, so I looked straight at the floor, and I said, you know, the movie's coming out. And you said, and you can review it for us. And Yuzette was sick at this time, so she wasn't even there when you allowed me to, but then she was back for the review.
Well, thank God. I had such foresight. Who knew you were going to turn into the Bay Area's premier movie reviewer?
I know.
And just, phone screener.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to do a Hooman question
But it'll
tomorrow.
Be easier than that one.
Yeah, here's a easy Bryn one. What city did Bryn move to?
Oh, I know that one. Am I allowed to answer right now?
Yes, you can answer.
Millbrae.
That is correct.
He moved to Millbrae.
So,
oh, there's Emily Blunt.
We'll do Bryn's question on...
Not Emily Blunt. What's her name?
Watson.
Friday.
Emily Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Bryn will be on Friday. But I want to do this again tomorrow. I'd like the test question.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Okay, we'll do that.
God, that was a hard one. Angela's Ashes. Holy cow. That was the weirdest book, too. There was like no punctuation in it. It's like the strangest writing style.
Someone said, 415, Sarah, you can set the echo up so only you can place orders.
Oh, God, I have
she
to do that.
She will recognize your voice and tell you she knows you.
Yeah, my stupid friends have got to. One time, Doug ordered, like a dildo and a blow-up doll.
Don't say that word.
What? It's what he ordered.
I hate that word.
Is that a dirty word?
Yes.
No.
Yes. 510.
Just a fun toy.
Highway. Well, then say sex toys.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
408. 510 says, Highway Patrol, please start ticketing slow pokes.
Yeah. They're busy.
Well, you know? Hooman did a story about
Where was that,
officer.
Though? That was somewhere not as busy as the Bay Area.
No. Definitely was another
Highway 65 in, like,
state.
Tennessee or something.
Somewhere.
Oklahoma.
Finally, someone pulled over for being slow in the fast lane. God. They should have arrested her.
It's so annoying. Get out of the fast. It's just like, fine, go slower. I get it. Some people just can't go fast. But just do at least the speed limit. That's the
right.
It's what's expected.
650 says, I give Ariana 1 month into SNL season.
Oh.
When does the SNL season
probably
start? Like fall?
In the fall, September maybe. I don't know when.
They don't run during the summer, do they?
No, they're off now. I want to say they ended in May. I believe they just wrapped up last month. Right, so now he's got time to hang with her, but he's not going to have time to. Plus, she goes on the road and stuff. I wonder if he's going to try and go on the road with her.
Probably.
Yeah, I give them, what did I say, August 10th? That might even be generous.
Yeah.
I don't know. But good, I'm glad they're having fun.
Sarah, August 10th.
Yeah. That word, this is the Pete Davidson from SNL and Ariana Grande from pop star fame. They're together. They just moved into a $16 million apartment in New York City. They're out furniture shopping. I wonder who's paying for all the furniture.
Wonder.
I don't know.
Whose credit card is that going on?
I don't know.
Someone says, sorry to hear Vinny spent the night in the hospital. I was hoping his absence was a secret wedding.
No secret wedding. Plus, we have vacation coming up. Couldn't he do it on his vacation? He's going to take a day off
Christina,
to do that.
Couldn't you get sick later next week?
Yeah, Christina.
LMAO, Sarah. I also agree with you that Drake music is crap.
Yeah, hear that, guys? One of my minions agrees with me. I know it's a big surprise.
Sending good wishes and lots of love to Vinny and his family.
I'm sure there were a lot of supportive messages today. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, it sucks that he's not here, but I mean, he'd be sitting here worried the whole time. Like, you got to be with your family.
408, Sarah.
Yeah.
Wish you were watching The Bachelorette. There's a douche named Jordan that you just love to hate.
You know, probably during vacation, we will watch a few. So thank you for the heads up on Jordan. I really want to see that Jean Blanc thing where he's like, I love you. Oh, wait, you didn't need me to say that? Well, I don't really love you. I just thought you wanted to hear it. Can I walk you out?
Yeah, bye. Hooman? Someone says asking, have you seen the Mr. Rogers doc?
So I did see it.
How was it? It looks amazing. The person says it was amazing. I highly recommend if you haven't seen it.
So, you know, I peripherally watched Mr. Rogers. One of our listeners reached out. Her name is Angela. And she says, hey, I want to see this. Are you going to see it? And I said, I want to see it too. I can go Saturday night at 7. I didn't know where she was driving up from, but she drove in from Manteca so we could see it at Embarcadero 1 and bought the tickets for us, obviously, because she did that long drive. And I couldn't. He
was such an amazing
person.
Wonderful person.
But, you know, throughout the documentary, they're like, there would not be a place in today's society, in today's culture, for someone like this. And they're right. You know, everyone's looking for a scandal. Everyone's looking for something wrong. Nobody, like,
I don't know. I would have, if someone like Mr. Rogers was on right now, or if Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was still, I don't know. Do they rerun it on PBS? I would totally have made my kids watch that. It was such a formative part of, like, it was all about right and wrong and being a good person and taking care of your fish and not wearing your slippers in the house. You know, you didn't want to wear your other. There was something so gentle about him.
It follows the entire trajectory of this guy's career. And I just want to tell you two quick.
He was a minister, right?
Yeah, he's a Presbyterian minister. What's up, Presbyterians? That's me.
Oh, that's right.
But there are a couple moments in the film that were so poignant. One was when segregation was just, you know, at its worst in the late 50s. There was some news footage of a white hotel owner who, when he had black guests swimming in his pool, would run around the pool with, you know, chemicals.
Oh my God.
They were showing this footage, and clearly this footage really affected Mr. Rogers. So he cast one of the people he cast one of the people on his show to, you know, be a black police officer. And Mr. Rogers is sitting, you know, on his set with his feet in a pool. And he's like, you know, officer, it's a really warm day. Would you like to take your shoes off and put your feet in the pool next to my feet? And at that moment, the juxtaposition of that news footage and then white feet next to black feet sharing the coolness of the pool was so beautiful, so great. And then another great moment in the film was so, obviously, this happened before my time, so it didn't affect me. But when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, Mr. Rogers didn't know, like, what to do. And this was very confusing for kids. So he has these puppets, and the puppet was addressing one of the adults, saying, can you explain what assassination is?
Whoa.
And they address it. You know, they don't pull any punches, and... Like, that took so much courage. And, you know, in the 60s, I guess that was 68, right? Mm-hmm. That just wasn't seen or heard of. And there's just so many incredible, gentle, beautiful moments like that throughout the film.
It's funny because when you are talking about this stuff, he was a realist. Like, you know, I never felt like it was a God thing. Like, I actually questioned, was he a minister? And I guess I've heard that since. But it was like to have just sort of no nonsense, here's what something is, to gently explain that to a child in language that was simple and easy for them, and in sort of a caring way. Like, I used to absolutely love that show. I wanted to go to the land of make believe the way that the whole thing was set up. Oh my God.
Wow.
I don't remember the feet in the pool thing, but what an incredibly powerful thing that for a child to watch is like, well, yeah, why wouldn't everybody just put their feet in the pool?
Yeah.
You know, but that was such a huge statement that he took down to this sort of soft human level.
So one of the great things they did in this film is they took all of these lessons that he didn't really tell his staff about, but he was picking up on, and he said, okay, this is what we're going to do today. And everyone was like, oh, but they were able to sync it up to what was happening in the news. And they'd pull that footage and they'd say, this is why he did this at this moment. This is what. So.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
They show his last show in 2000, but then PBS was so unsure of what to do during the World Trade Center.
Did he come back?
That they brought him back in 2001 to address the children for that as well.
Oh, wow.
And that, too, was really good. I mean, all of the moments in the film. But one of the things they do in the movie, which I was torn, but I felt like it needed to be addressed, was they showed all the parodies of Mr. Rogers, like Eddie Murphy from Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Well, his was like Mr. Somebody Else's Neighborhood, and how different his, it was the hood.
Yeah, it was the
like
hood.
Mr. Brown's hood.
Yeah. So there was a lot. Jim Carrey did it in Living Color, and they addressed that, and they showed some really great
archive. Who's they? Are these his relatives, or like who's doing this documentary?
Who put the whole thing together? They is the director. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. And so is it limited release?
Definitely in the art houses.
Yeah, we saw it in Mercadero. But I wanted to say that I thought that was coming to like HBO or Netflix or something. Like,
it is. I think it's an HBO. Yeah, but it's going to do it. I think this could get nominated for Best Documentary.
Mm. Well, it sounds like it should. That's a. God, it's so funny that you bring it up, and I was just like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, I heard about that. I want to say that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzette Hooman, what a wonderful job you did this morning.
Thank
stepping
you.
Up and filling those giant Vinny shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that we, big old shoes. Yeah, they are. It's nice that we all, you know, when someone on the show has something going on, it's like, even when he wrote, I saw it this morning, I'm like, don't worry, we got this.
We got this,
we
Vin
got
Fro.
This, Vin Fro. No problem, Dork Johnson.
So hopefully Vinny will be back tomorrow.
Yes, hopefully. And hopefully everything's okay with Christina. But they said the baby's fine. Bryn, thank you for stepping up today.
Good job,
Hooman,
Bryn.
All
the great
bits
day.
That he needed. It was a super fun
Hooman's
show.
Hooman's demanding, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Bryn comes in, he's like, God, he's worse than you. Well, he didn't actually say that, but I could tell from his
That's
face.
What he was saying, yeah.
I would never say anything like that.
I feel you.
Hey. So happy hump day, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you back here, hopefully running on all cylinders tomorrow.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.